This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Transition on 670 The Score, brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Maryville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai. That's where to go. And we want to tell you that we broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we appreciate that. Thanks to Matt Anaya. He gets us up and twitching. And thanks to Tim Brando, he got us twitching even more.
He got switchy, yeah.
And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Well, also, thank you for listening on this Thursday, March 27th.
Thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
That man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him.
Wow.
Immediately.
Wow, that's a good segue.
I was going to give a
was that one of the
chop.
People was that one of the people Timmy V was referencing?
Yeah,
maybe?
It must have been
Screaming Steven.
Well, maybe he could call him and scream at him then.
There wouldn't be a moment between the two of them where someone wasn't yelling. Thank you very much, Brandon Fryer, for your great work too.
He's like on a Taylor Swift tour run right now.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was LeBron on the Pat McAfee show.
Pretty funny.
Who, LeBron in town tonight?
LeBron talked about MJ.
That was
pretty cool. We never got to it. Hey, it's Layla Thursday. What about that? And Marshall Harris. We love Marshall Harris. Marshall is our guy. Go check them out. Go see them. They want you to come. They are today at Wings and Rings on Halsted. They're going to broadcast from 10 to 2 before the Southside home opener, all brought to you by Ying Ying, America's oldest brewery. Guys, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you? We're here bright and early at Buffalo Wings and Rings on Halsted. We're getting ready for what should be, I think, a fun day. You know, people are already starting to filter in. Wings and Rings is ready to go, so I feel like everything is coming together.
Need a weather report. We haven't been out there in the elements yet. What are we looking at right now?
I haven't seen a drop of rain. What are y'all talking about? It's cloudy, but who cares? It's perfect.
I don't care about the rain. I don't care about the clouds. How cold is it?
It's not cold at all.
Okay.
What do you mean?
It's like 50?
Just asking. It's just a question, Marshall.
My bad, David.
Don't go Tim Brando on me. Come on.
Oh, wow. Listen, this is not a Stephen A. Smith LeBron situation. I have nothing but love and adoration for all of those who I work with. I would never come on the air and go against people also on my same air. Some people allow that kind of stuff to happen at different networks.
Wow. That's well said.
Yeah. So how do you think the crowd will be today at the rate? And what are you expecting to see?
My guess is drunk. That's my first guess.
A 3:10 first pitch?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a good chance that people will have been tailgating, especially since there is no rain and it is not miserable outside. Like, we've been to Sox opening days where there were snowflakes in the air, and I'll take this all day long for late March, for sure.
What did you just call me?
Very funny, Mom. I'm referring to snowflakes. Precipitation that falls from the sky, yeah. Troublemaker.
I'm joking. I was there one time for an opening day broadcast, and I had to buy a cap, like a winter hat, from a truck outside the gate in order to not freeze to death. We were in the wind underneath with no sun, and holy God, still have the hat. And it's a celebration of the 2005 championship. Maybe I'll wear it in the middle of summer whenever they have that party.
Well, and you know, that's it. Like, this is the 20-year anniversary, yeah. And that's the wild part. I know we always talk about time and how it, you know, waits for nobody. But in this case, when you consider what we're talking about today, and I heard you guys this morning discussing the win total and really, yeah, ultimately, yes, the loss total is, yes, what the real focus is on, and trying to kind of go from there. It's, you know, you've seen teams who can rebuild quickly, you know, and before the new CBA, when it came to having 100 loss seasons, they would take advantage of the draft picks, but this is a different world.
No shadow of a doubt. What indeed have ye today? What will you be doing, and how will you be doing it?
We are going to celebrate opening, yes, day, guys. It's happening.
Get like a cake
whether
shake.
Or not, whether or not you want to. Yeah, I might stay away from the cake shake, but Brett, you know, Brooks Boyer last time brought a ton of goodies, so we'll have to see what he does, because the Sox do have some really nice food offerings that we should probably discuss. We will talk about opening day for both the White Sox and the domestic opener for the Cubs. They're part two of the Jed Hoyer Q&A from John Greenberg just dropped, so we will look into that as well. Take a look at the Sox with a ton of guests. Mark DeRosa from MLB Network, oh, nice, will join us. You know, he's got thoughts, obviously, on a former White Sox pitcher I think he thinks might win the Cy Young. Wayne Randazzo, who is a former 670 The Score guy, now the Angels play-by-play man, will join us. That's at 12:25. D-Rose at noon. A.J. Pierzynski at 1 o'clock. Brooks at 1:25, wow, to tell you what you need to bring into the ballpark. We always do that every year. And then also P.J. Glasser at 11:25 from the BetMGM Network, because as you all mentioned this morning, we have a lot of games to discuss. The NCAA tournament, definitely a part of it.
Have a great show.
Guys. Have fun.